Welcome to Film Companion. I'm Anupama Chopra and here are this week's reviews. Bhakshak means predator. It's an apt title because this film has many male and female who prey on people weaker than them. Bhakshak is a work of fiction which seems to be inspired by the 2020 Muzaffarpur shelter home case in which over a dozen people, including an MLA, were convicted for physically and sexually assaulting dozens of minor girls. It was a horrifying failure of the state to protect its most vulnerable. Director and co-writer Pulkit wants to shock us out of our collective complacency. Some crimes, this film argues, are so terrible that to look away is itself a crime. The intent and earnestness is on target, the film less so. The story is set in Bihar. Bhumi Pednekar plays Vaishali, a journalist eager to make headlines but in the right way, through hard work, fearless reporting, integrity. What makes her even more noteworthy is that Vaishali has been married for 6 years. She has the option to lead a more comfortable life with her husband, who does his best to be supportive, but she chooses not to have children and deflects the intrusive advice of relatives who insist that motherhood is a higher calling. Instead, Vaishali spends her days slogging, trying to establish her news channel called Koshish News. Despite the good intentions and her hard work, Koshish News fails to grab eyeballs. Vaishali has only one regular employee, her camera person Bhaskar, played by a sweetly stoic Sanjay Mishra. In one scene, we see Vaishali and Bhaskar peeling peas and cutting vegetables in the office. But then, a source delivers the news that the government is sitting on a report that alleges sexual exploitation at a girl's shelter. Vaishali sinks her teeth into the case and refuses to let go. This scenario of a steely female journalist isn't new. Recall Konkana Sen Sharma in Page 3, or Preeti Zinta in Lakshya, or Rani Mukherjee in No One Kill Jessica. Vaishali is cut from similar cloth. She's tenacious and relentless in her pursuit of the perpetrators. Her quest is the focus of the film, but through her journey, Pulkit and co-writer Jyotsna Nath also skillfully observe the ways in which women are routinely hobbled. Her relationship with her husband is fragile and often Vaishali must swallow her anger to maintain peace at home. In one scene, she asks her husband in exasperation why he waited for 3 hours so she could get home and cook dinner instead of just making something himself. A male relative mocks her work and her life choices. In another telling scene, a female cop who Vaishali reaches out to has to smile and put up with her superior's patronizing attitude. In ways big, small, and ghastly, men crush women. However, in the pantheon of evil, child sexual abuse is an extreme. This is a crime so obviously grotesque that there is no need to underline it. Less is more, and the storyteller's superpower is restraint. But this is precisely what is lacking in Bhakshak. We begin with a gruesome incident, and soon enough, a note of luridness creeps in. It's almost as if the film is deliberately showcasing the perversity on display. In one scene, a woman who runs the shelter is making sexually suggestive gestures at a young girl using a radish. In another, we see men dancing with young girls, lurching at them, while disco lights throb and loud music blares. In yet another scene, the mastermind Bansi Sahu is explaining the meaning of being anath to two anath girls who are kneeling in front of him. He also whips them with a belt. It's brutal. With material like this, I often ask, what new insight has this film given me? And sadly, the answer with Bhakshak is, not much. While Bansi and his entourage are given ample screen time to establish the extent of their awfulness, we barely know the names of the survivors. The camera focuses on their faces, their bruises, cigarette burns, and the abysmal conditions that they live in. But they remain shadows in the darkness, barely discernible. By the end, Bhakshak also shifts into badgering. Vaishali, ostensibly speaking to the camera, breaks the fourth wall and addresses us directly. We must, she insists, get involved and take action when we see others suffering. It is what Gulzar Saab in an interview addressed as Samaji Shahoor or social consciousness. When the interviewer asked him why this was necessary, since as an artist Gulzar Saab was answerable to no one, the great poet replied, "I am answerable to the mirror." Bhakshak is urging us to do the same. But despite the strong actors, Bhumi, Sanjay, Aditya Srivastav, Sai Tamankar, Durgesh Kumar, the film stumbles on its own strident and uneven tone. You can see Bhakshak on Netflix.
Thank you for listening to the Film Companion podcast. Stay tuned for more reviews, interviews, and all that's hot and happening in pop culture and entertainment.